You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. I just have a couple minutes to introduce what you're going to hear today. Real quickly, more on this ministry, WGOD. If you like what you hear, why don't you come visit our websites? On Facebook, we're at WGOD Radio. I encourage you to go to that page and like it. The website is WGODradio.com. Now, what you're hearing now is a Sunday sermon I preached about 6 weeks ago, and it's a short series on the person of Moses. This, which we've been looking at here, is Moses in the name of God. We're looking, it starts at Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, where God reveals his name to Moses. He said, Ego Eimi. When he says, what is your name? What should I say? God said to him, Ego Eimi Ho'on. I am the being. I am that I am. I am. You are. He is. The name of God, it's everything. He who is and who was and who is to come is the name of God. Now in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus also says, before Abraham was, I am. He applies that name to himself. Why? Because Jesus Christ is God. He's God the Son. He is, as he is, the second person of the Trinity. That's what we're looking at. We're following here today the Lord Jesus' use of that name, I am. And he is indeed the Son of God, and yet he is God. Thomas bowed the knee to him and said to him, my Lord and my God. Now enjoy the last part of this message. We'll be back again tomorrow in the book of Acts.
He who believes in me shall never thirst. So that's 635. I am the bread of life. I am the bread. Not some bread. Not bread scattered with anything else. Bread and Twinkies. Bread and something else. The bread. Number two, I am the light. Not a light. I am the light. I am the light of the world. This is John 8, 12. He who follows after me shall, there's two negative words again, shall, it's just translated not in English, but the author, Jesus, he's raising his voice when he says this. He's got a vein coming out of his head. He's getting excited like I am. I am the light of the world. He who follows after me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Number three, I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved. Notice these promises. The Son of God who died on the cross is making these promises to you. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved. Slams down his gavel. Court is dismissed. I am the door. Not a door. It's not like, what was that old show with Monty Hall? Door number one, door number two, door number three, or take behind the box. Right? What was that show? Let's make a deal. I am the door. There's only one door. And it's him. It's Christ Jesus. I am the door. All who enter in by me he will be saved. And go in and out. Fine pasture. Number four, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. It's John 10:11. Number three was John 10:9. This one's John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. Remember what he said earlier. He said, no one is good but one. That is the God. Number five, my favorite. I am the resurrection and the life. There's two definite articles. The resurrection, the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. There's Pastor Paul's bucket list again. Remember, I've told you before, number one thing on my bucket list, here it is. It's not dying. Anybody with me? Is your name in the book? Have you called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved? I can be personal here, right? I can't think of two more blessed generations than those that saw the color of the Son of God's eyes when he walked on this earth and got to stare into the face of God. And those that'll be alive when he comes back. There's no more blessed generation than those two. I don't think there's a lot of hope left for this country or this world. But that's not up to me. What's up to me is to make sure that your names are written in the book of life, that you've called on the name of the Lord. He's God. He comes back when he chooses. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Talk about win-win situation. How can you lose this as a child of God? How can you lose? He who believes in me, though he may die, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. As a child of God, you have a choice of either one of these two things. You can either A, live, or B, not die. That's your choice. God will decide what your fate is. Which one of those two? You'll either live or not die. You know what? I think we ought to make it our aim to get as many people into this group as possible. What do you think? Amen. Again, we're God's hands and feet, right? God comes down to see this stuff, but he still sent out Moses. He's sending you out likewise to do the same thing. He's coming down again, and he equips you. It's like the Uncle Sam poster, the guy with the beard and his finger pointing, and it says, I want you. Number six, you'll see, all the time at Billy Graham Crusades in an age gone by. But the promise endures forever. It says, I am the way. You got three definite articles in this one. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, regardless of what they tell you on television. The Son of God puts his hand on a stack of Bibles, raises up his hands, and says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I am the door. All who enter in by me shall be saved. The way, meaning there's only one. I am the truth, meaning there's only one truth. There's not yours and mine. There's this. Let's fall in line to what the truth is. I've heard it before. You've got your truth and I've got mine. No, there's only one. Let's fall in line with the truth. I am the door. All those who enter in by me will be saved. Don't you hear it on TV? There's lots of ways to be saved. There's lots of ways. Haven't you ever heard that before? Number seven says, I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine dresser or husbandman, John 15:1. We only have one of four options or conclusions regarding the man named Jesus. Option one, the stories in the Bible are all legend. Who laughed? Thank you. You hear it, though, all the time. The stories in the Bible are all legend. Jesus never really existed, and all the stories in the Bible are fables. They can't even really say that, because even unbelievers, Josephus, the scholar, says that Jesus existed. The Muslims, if you ask any good Torah, no, it's not the Torah. What's their book again? The Quran. Any good Quran-believing Muslim will tell you, we were just talking about this before the church started. They believe in Jesus, but they think he's just a good guy, a prophet. I am like a prophet. That could be number eight. The prophet. Option number two, Jesus was a liar. He willfully spun lie after lie. He laid claim to a title and a position to which he had no right. He promised the people things he could not deliver. That's option number two. I mean, there's no denying. Atheist, stupid, or agnostic, there's no denying these things. Number three, Jesus was a lunatic. He was deranged and deluded. He told stories and taught things about himself which revealed insanity, not inspiration, and revealed delusion, not divinity. Or option four, which is the correct conclusion, and that is Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord of all. He's the Son of God. His promises and claims can be relied upon. He's God in the flesh. He's the God-man. He is the Savior of the world. His name is Jesus. Option four. C.S. Lewis said this. He said, a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would be either a lunatic on the level with a man who said he was a poached egg, or else he'd be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with some patronizing nonsense about him being a great teacher. Unquote. That's from the book Mere Christianity. Who is Jesus? I love this quote. He is the bread to feed upon. He is the light to follow. He is the door to enter. He is the shepherd to guide. He is the resurrection upon which to wait. He is the way of salvation to trust in. And he is the vine in which to abide. And Jesus Christ is the great I am. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.